This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Twins outfielder Byron Buxton is back in his home state and ready to take part in tonight's home run derby as part of the All-Star festivities in Atlanta. This will be the Georgian native's chance to shine in front of a national television audience that will presumably include a bunch of his Minnesota Twins teammates. Right, Brock Stewart?
Absolutely not. Love him, but I'll be on Lake Minnetonka with some friends. I'm sticking around here. I'm going to have a couple lake days and then work out a little bit on Wednesday, Thursday, and get going on Friday.
So the regular season does resume on Friday when the Twins visit Colorado. Pitcher Joe Ryan will join Buxton on the AL roster for tonight's All-Star game. Triple-A baseball, the Saints also enter the break. They'll return to regular season play on Friday against Louisville. The Minnesota Lynx have the WNBA's best record at 18-4, but that didn't stop head coach Cheryl Reeve from being very upset after Saturday's lackluster road loss in Chicago. Minnesota fell behind the Sky early and made a game of it in the second half, but it wasn't enough.
At halftime, we discussed what are the areas that are of concern to you? What can we help you with scheme-wise? What do you want to change? They had some conversation with each other about, you know, some things they were going through. But playing hard is not an adjustment, but that's the one we had to make at halftime. Not to discredit Chicago in any way. Maybe they just have greater will to win than we do.
Lynx star player Nafisa Collier says they definitely need to crank it up tonight when they play the Sky again and again in Chicago.
You know, we had a good push in the second half, but being down so much in the first half kind of put us in a hole. We have to start games better. That's really the bottom line. We keep seeing, you know, we're having good. This quarter is good and this quarter is bad. It's different every game. We have to put together four good quarters. We can't let them get hot. And especially, you know, Ariel Atkins went on a burner really early and then she's making shots that you normally want players to take because you're hot. Like, we can't let those fires get started. And so, yeah, I think we need to come out better in our game on Monday and then hold it for four quarters.
The Chicago Sky enter tonight's game at 7:13. It tips off at 7 o'clock in the Windy City. This is MNN Sports.